All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're going for a price on Wilson.
Open up the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave!
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Dave Wilson's with us right now with a very interesting story of the stock of the day, David.
Well, let's start with a couple of questions here. Does the name Alco Standard ring a bell?
No.
How about LTV?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they both figure into the history of aircraft parts maker Triumph Group. Triumph was founded in 1993 through a management buyout of Alco Standard. Company went public 3 years later. The ticker is TGI. And in 2010, Triumph bought parts maker Vought Aircraft. And that was the V in LTV, a long gone conglomerate. Vought is part of the company's aerospace structures unit, which makes wings and tails and other components. Earlier this month, Triumph disclosed in a filing that the unit might be headed for insolvency by August. That prospect faded today after the company resolved a legal dispute with Canada's Bombardier. The companies had sued each other over wings under development for what will be Bombardier's largest business jet. The settlement arrived on the heels of an agreement between Triumph and its biggest customer, Boeing. Their deal set new prices for parts and settled past claims. Boeing accounts for almost 40% of Triumph's revenue. Of course, that's according to their regulatory filings. Now, in response to all this, Triumph shares had their biggest one-day gain ever. The stock jumped 30.5%.
That's not shabby.
Not shabby
unless,
at all.
Unless, of course, you were shorting it, and then you're screaming today.
Well, true enough. You know, it's just interesting to see this kind of a reversal. And something like 17% of the shares available for trading were sold short. So perhaps the rebound forced some people to buy back what they sold and cover their shorts, as they say.
Cool stuff. Dave Wilson, thank you so much.